20 minutes now before 8 o'clock here on WPHM. Big event coming up in February. This is a fundraiser for the People's Clinic and one that a lot of people look forward to. Vineyards of the World, big wine tasting event on Friday, February 24th. And here to tell us more about it from Wright and Philippus, Gary Armstrong. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And the director of the Lake Huron Foundation, Laura Cottingham. Laura, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
This event, Gary, has really grown over the years. It used to be a quote-unquote wine tasting, and now there's beer and bourbon, lots of food, cigars this year. This is really quite an event.
It is, and it's a great way to celebrate the end of February. It's a great way to celebrate a great cause, supporting the People's Clinic. And I can tell you personally, we taste tested the menu a couple weeks ago.
Boy, the sacrifices you folks make in the name of charity, good for you.
Absolutely. We made the difficult sacrifice. We taste tested the entire menu, and Solitude Links has outdone themselves this year. It's going to be incredible. The food is going to be fantastic. The wines, as it says, are all from all around the world. So you have excellent wine paired with excellent food for an excellent cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that cause a little bit, Laura. The People's Clinic is something that is supported by a lot of people in a lot of ways. This is really the big fundraiser for People's Clinic, though.
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year for the clinic. And, you know, we've talked a lot before about how important the clinic is this year. The mission of the clinic has never changed. It still is to serve the underserved members of the community. That demographic has changed. We now have those who are uninsured, those who have some sort of Medicaid but no primary care insurance or provider, or we have people with co-occurring disorders. And so we've worked with Community Mental Health to move the clinic at their location and continue to meet those needs. We've provided over 1,100 visits this year, and these funds are just so important to our mission and those we serve.
I think a lot of people thought when the Affordable Care Act came along a few years ago, well, this, you know, will mean that the People's Clinic won't be needed anymore because everybody has insurance. But there are still a lot of people who are, not adequately insured for their needs.
Underinsured is a serious thing. There are co-pays, there are spend downs that people just cannot afford to pay. And it is the difference when we sit down with these individuals of if they're going to eat 1 week or if they're going to get their health care needs met. And with the changes in the Accountable Care Act, we know they're coming. We don't know what they are. We know that they are going to impact us on a macro scale because of the number of people that we have in the community who are there uninsured or underinsured. And the clinic is there and supportive and dedicated, committed to continuing to serve that population regardless.
Yeah, so that's why folks like Gary and the rest of the group that puts this together does this every year. Tell us a little bit more, Gary, about the event itself. It happens on February 24th. That is a Friday night. What else do we need to know?
Well, you can purchase tickets by calling 816-1675. Tickets are $85 each, and we also have sponsorship opportunities that are still available. But the event itself, although it's cocktail attire, it is a very warm event. This is an event with a heart. Everyone there is supporting a great cause, and they know that. And so it's just the atmosphere of the event is just very welcoming and very warm, and I would encourage everyone to attend. If you want to learn how to taste wine, we'll take you through that. If you want to find a new favorite, this is a great event to do that at as well. And every wine that we bring has a local source of supply. So it's wine that you can purchase year-round if you find a new favorite. We have great local sources of supply. And again, I really enjoy being involved with this event because it's the right thing to do. As Laura mentioned, there are always people, regardless of the system that's created, there are always people who by circumstance have a need for this type of health care. And the People's Clinic has always stepped up and provided that in this community.
It's a fun event. You mentioned, Gary, that it celebrates the end of February, which means that we're getting closer to spring. In fact, that day, I believe, is the same day that the first Detroit Tigers spring training baseball game is going to be on the radio. So you can listen to the Tigers in the afternoon, then go to the Vineyards of the World in the evening, and you'll feel a little bit warmer.
Absolutely. And I always mention, you know, February is the month of love with Valentine's Day. This is a great way to take your spouse or significant other to a nice event in February. Maybe if you miss Valentine's Day or the flowers aren't quite what they expected or the chocolate's not quite what they expected, tell them they deserve more and bring them to this event.
There you are. Or get your tickets by the 14th, slip them into the Valentine's card.
Paul, that's an excellent suggestion.
There you go. All right, sounds good. Thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it. And Laura, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. I would just like to also thank Jeff Payton, local with the vintage, and he's been helping us with that wine selection. And
guy
just
knows his wines, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He is phenomenal. He's made time. I don't know how he does it. I'm not sure if he actually sleeps, but he's gone out of his way to help us do that. And then with the food, Solitude Links has outdone themselves. The concept this year is farm to table, so you know where your food is actually coming from, and it's local suppliers. It's just a phenomenal concept, and we're excited to introduce it this year. So thank you for having us.
All right, February 24th. By the way, Gary, you mentioned tickets available. Again, where? How can people get their hands on tickets?
You can call the number at Lake Huron Medical Center, 810-216-1675. You can also stop by the Wright and Flippus location in Fort Gratiot. We will have flyers available for folks there who want to purchase tickets through that location, too.
All right, the Lake Huron Foundation Vineyards of the World wine tasting event, Friday, February 24th, 6:30 p.m. at Solitude Links, and it benefits the People's Clinic for better health. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, thank you, Paul.